Hey, it's the Morning Mix podcast. Welcome to it. Today we found out that many of you have nagging neighbors.
Yeah. In fact, one of them, like, what, you can't even barbecue while they're drying in their drawers?
Yeah.
What?
And we also learned that wild things have happened to you while you were working out.
And we had a local person really kind of started the trend. And then who knew that vomit from a treadmill is something you actually have to fear?
Disgusting. Not only who knew, but who's nude? And your Thursday freestyle today as we kick off summer because school's out, baby.
Yeah, it's a little Will Smith, a little circus.
Yeah.
It's a lot creative.
Yeah, it's like if Will Smith grew up in the suburbs and was an idiot. You know what I mean?
There you go.
That and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
What was the game that you played as a kid? In here, we're capturing flags, we're playing kickball, we got some wiffle ball going, some ghost in the graveyard happening, tornado. Where you yell spin and your friends and you spin until one of you falls down
or throws up. Yeah, because you don't think about.
No, of course not.
You just have fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What were the games you played as a kid? From a 773, a 708, an 847, a 630, an 815. Kick the can. Mm-hmm. Remember Kick the Can? Mm-hmm. That was a good one. The rules for Kick the Can, I felt like, were all very dependent upon your block.
Yep.
Yeah. Ghost in the Graveyard came in a lot. 949 and many others. Red Rover. I like the person who described Red Rover. They said, you know, Red Rover, you'd say, Red Rover, send Yvette on over. And she'd try to break through your clasped hands.
Right.
Remember that one?
You, like, loved when your name got called, but then you were terrified when your name got called at the same time. Because you're like, it's me! Oh, crap, it's me.
Yeah.
262, flashlight tag. We used to play flashlight tag until all of our dads would yell at us because we'd break their flashlights. Literally. That was a mag light! I've got that for $20 at Menards. What are you doing? I'm like, sorry, Dad. Jump rope, 847, just straight up jump rope.
That was fun.
My sister had the Skippo. Remember the thing that went around your ankle and you'd spin it and you'd have to jump over it as it came around? And
that
we used to have context because it had a counter on it.
It was the first like step counter, basically.
Yes. Yeah, literally. And we would do contests to see who could do it. 630, we would play a game called Man on the Rocks at the local park, or we would play football. Either one would end in a fist fight every single time. It's kind of fun. 773, it's a classic. Hide and seek.
Oh, I used to love that.
Loved hide and seek, but we would play a lot of hide and seek in basements when it would rain. Like, it'd start raining, and we'd be like, Rosine's basement, hide and seek. And then we'd play in the basement, and our parents hated that because we would always break something.
Great. Oh, right.
Because you'd be, like, trying to hide behind the TV, and then you'd tip the TV over, and that's not great.
I was in the sump pump.
Yeah, so, literally.
Never found me.
Yeah.
Sorry the house flooded next time. Yeah.
Like,
oh,
what?
Well.
Yeah. We would play Ding Dong Ditch, says Tiffany. That's a fun game. Neighbors love that one. 815, lawn darts. Dangerous, but exciting. Those 80s lawn darts. Remember, the just metal tip?
Move your feet. You could lose them.
Go right through you.
Now, 708, this is what I love. I love the invention of games. We played 10 ball. It's baseball with a tennis racket and a tennis ball. 10 ball.
Whoa.
Sounds kind of fun.
That's going to fly.
Yeah, deep balls. 219, we'd play red light, green light. That's kind of fun.
Hopefully red light, not green light. The show.
No. Is that what
Squid
is it?
Game?
Squid
Game?
Squid Games. Yeah.
We played a game called Witches and Greebles. It's like a mix of tag and blind man's bluff. We used to play a game we called Cherry Cherry, and you would climb all over the playset at the playground, but whoever was it had to keep their eyes closed. So you would climb the like jungle gym and the slides and everything with your eyes closed. Yeah. And it was like Marco Polo.
So if you ran into someone, you tagged them.
If you heard them on the wood chips, you could shout, Cherry, Cherry! And then they'd be it. because you caught them on the wood chips.
Oh, because they're running away from you as you're climbing the jungle
and
gym.
And the idea was that you could not get off the jungle gym. You would eventually run into each other. 312, boy, we play a lot of 500. Did you guys ever play 500?
Oh, yeah. Off the wall?
They still play that.
Well, you just have like a group of people deep, and then you would launch a ball, and you'd call out a number while it was in the air, and if they caught it, they got that number first to 500.
I love the mystery box.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. And then they'd get to be like, minus 1,000.
Yeah.
Like, Billy can't come anymore.
Nope.
Right. He's not allowed to play with us. Like that one. Ghosts in the Graveyard, but we would play in an actual graveyard, 815.
Wow. Hey, that's another level to it, doesn't
right?
it?
Let's see. Okay, so these people called it Cherry Bomb, but it's the same game. If you yelled it out loud and said Cherry Bomb, anybody on the ground would be out of the game, and then whoever's left wins. We would do that one a lot. We used to play categories in the pool all summer long. Is that where you just call out things in a category?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like cereals.
Is that what it would be?
And then everybody's got to say cereal.
And you're just swimming.
Yeah. You're just like floating around. It's kind of relaxing.
It's like an adult game where you drink.
Yeah, and then you would add in alcohol, right? I kind of like that. I like this one, 708. We used to play Bush Wars. It's a mix between tag and wrestling, and one person would be it. And you'd have to chase everybody around the front yard. And if they caught you, we'd throw you into a bush.
Wow. Yeah. And then the Dudley Boys put you through a table. I get it.
Yeah, it's
like,
perfect.
It's the same idea.
And then your parents would come out and be like, not again! Come on!
Yeah.
Museum tag. It's like regular tag, but it'd be me and my classmates from school, and we'd run around different museums every time we had a field trip, and we'd play tag.
Yeah. Everyone loved that. The chaperones were happy about that one.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Killer Man. It's everybody for themselves football. You throw the ball in the air, somebody would pick it up, run like hell toward the touchdown without getting tackled. We used to play that. Yeah. Dodgeball came up on here. Monster tag. It's like regular tag, but only after dark. Ooh.
Okay, scary.
Watch out. Running bases, 708. We played a lot of running bases between two trees. We had two perfect trees. And then monkey in the middle, which inevitably kind of became bullying because he would just be like, you can't catch. But, they'd grow up. It's fine. Marco Polo in the pool. We'd ride a lot of bikes. Johnny come across. I don't remember Johnny come across.
That sounds like Red Rover.
Yeah, kind of true.
We would ride our bikes at the shopping center in Boston. And when we throw balls at the security guards' balls.
What?
That's a fun game.
Sounds like a Boston
These
game.
These last two are getting a little sketchy. Like, Johnny, come over.
Hey, come here. Hey, Johnny.
Go in the basement.
All right, guys. We're going to play.
Just go in that hole. It's fine. Right.
We're playing on 90 West. Come across.
What?
Catch this frisbee.
What?
Hang on. My mom said I couldn't hang out with you guys anymore. And finally, we would play WWE in the pool.
Oh, yeah.
We would play WWE in the lawn, and that hurt a lot.
Yeah.
We still play WWE in the
watch
pool.
Hey, so do my wife and I. All right, well.
Oh, my God.
What did you say?
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Love is hard to find, even in real life. Just like walking around, you try to meet somebody, you're at a bar, and now we got all these dating apps. It's like, oh, man, it's hard to find love sometimes. It's hard to make a connection. But to have somebody and you're like, oh, my God, look at that person at the coffee shop. Oh, my goodness. A barista posted a video on TikTok a year ago of a guy at the coffee shop. She was like, does anybody know this cute coffee boy? She got some intel. She got up the courage. She talked to the guy. She just posted an update and they've been dating for a year. That's crazy. Love is real.
Wow.
Love is real.
Crazy.
Has it happened to you? Hi, Ro. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
This happened to you. You had a missed connection and you figured it all out. You tracked down love. What happened?
Well, I was a young flight attendant at the time, and I had a lot of time off. And when I would go grocery shopping, I used to see this really cute 7-Up guy loading the shelves at the 7-Up at Jewel.
Yeah.
And I just thought he was so cute, so I would kind of figure out his schedule and knew when he'd be at that store weekly.
Wow.
And I would just walk by and meet him, and finally I introduced myself to him, and well, that was 36 years ago, and we've been married ever since.
Yeah! Oh my God!
That's awesome, Ro. Now, do you even like 7-Up?
It was kind of funny because our first date, I ordered a Coke, and he was like, oh my gosh, because we had met for lunch and he was still in his 7-Up uniform.
Oh,
and
that's hilarious.
Yeah, no, that's not what you do.
This literally sounds like a commercial they would have made for 7-Up where, that's like, true. The hunky 7-Up guy is like,
totally.
drinking the 7-Up at the Isle of Jewel, and she's like, oh my goodness, look at this guy.
Right, and the air conditioning's broken, so he's glistening with sweat.
Yes, yeah. So Ro and the 7-Up driver found love in the Isle at the Jewel. That's amazing.
That.
Hi, Michelle. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You found love and tracked it down. What happened?
So we worked at Crate and Barrel for about maybe 6 months. He left. I continued to work there. And about a year later, I tried tracking him down with no avail, so a little disappointed. But then I had a girlfriend come in and work with me, and she said, hey, you'll never guess who I'm working with. And I said, I don't know. And she said, David. So my eyes lit up, and she goes, what's up? And I said, I was really interested in him. So she hooked us up, and I asked him to go to a wedding with me in New Jersey, and he did. And then we dated a year after that, and now we've been married for 20 years.
Oh, another one!
That's awesome.
I have goosebumps. I can't with these stories.
Found love in a crate and a barrel. That's exciting.
I know. It was perfect.
You know what, Michelle? Why don't we send you and your 20... Now, when's the anniversary? 20 years is coming up, or you just celebrated 20?
It's coming up. It's August 9th.
Perfect. We're going to send you guys to Summerfest.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, to celebrate love.
Oh, how wonderful. You
get a 4-bag of tickets to Summerfest, the world's largest music festival. And I have to ask, did you guys register at Crate and Barrel?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, I love it.
You get a discount on those
right?
as well.
Because you've been looking at that product for 6 months. You're like, I know all these glasses.
Michelle, do you still have any connections at Crate and Barrel and or someone with an employee discount?
You know what? I actually do.
Yeah! All right, let's get her information. Maybe you and I can email.
The Morning Mix Podcast.
The nagging neighbors. The guy in London had a barbecue with his friends. His neighbor the next morning started yelling at him, hey, let me know so I can bring my wash in because it was hanging on the clothing line. And now it all smells like barbecue and I got to run it again. He was like, what are you talking about, lady? This is why you didn't get invited to the cookout. Get back in your house. Do you have a nagging neighbor? We got a text from a 479. When I was a kid, we had a neighbor that put spike strips on his driveway so you couldn't turn your bike around.
Oh, my God. What a
That's heavy duty.
Oh, that's crazy.
That is like top tier. Wow. That's like Bruce Stern in The Burbs or something.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? What about you? Hi, Mary. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. You sound very perky and friendly, and yet you have a nagging neighbor?
I do. I live on the second floor of a condo building, and the woman below me complains if I run my dishwasher at 1 in the afternoon, 8:30 at night, it doesn't matter. She's knocked on my door one day because my dishwasher was running in the afternoon, and I was working from home.
What am I going to do? I got to clean these dishes. What are you talking about? Is it just the hum of it?
It's a little old, but, you know, she says that it's, I should come down to her condo and listen to how bad it sounds in her. And I'm like, I'm living the dream. I'm right next to it. It's fine.
I had a condo neighbor once that would not allow us to run. She did not want us to run the fan in our bathroom. And I was like, look, lady, I could smoke people out. I got to run this.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know what to tell you. You know, she's like, I can hear it in my room and I know what you're doing. I'm like, well, you really know what I'm doing if I turn that thing off.
Right.
Mary, bring the dishes down there.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, why don't you
clean
them?
Do them for me?
Yeah, here, clean them. Hi, Amanda. Good morning.
Good morning. So I have the best neighbor. He is the former building and coding guy for the city.
Oh, geez.
So he comes and tells me when my kids' toys are disorderly in the lawn and then reports me to the city.
What?
Yeah, you can't fight that guy, though. You got to move.
What?
You just have to move?
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Oh, no.
We had to sell kids' play equipment because they kept coming around, and they were like, just get rid of it because you can't store it out here. I'm like, it's not storing. It's kids' play equipment.
Now, are you in a single-family home? Are you in a townhome? Like, is there any kind of shared HOA rules or something like that?
Nope. Single-family home in Wheaton.
Really?
You know, this is a challenge I want to take on myself.
Yeah.
I would like to go fight this for
you. Just take him down. That is nuts. The kids can't have their playset because the neighbor doesn't like it? That's BS.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Lynn. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're all right. You got a nagging neighbor. What happened?
Yes. Actually, my 90-year-old mom is at home. She's by herself watching the dogs and everything, lets them out. She sits at the back door. And by the way, she's hearing impaired. And, I got calls from animal control because my dogs were outside barking at, like, noontime.
when she let them out, and they said that they were making too much noise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and, you know, she's supposed to be watching them, yeah. And she's kind of just hanging out.
And she's watching them.
Fine. Yeah, right. She's there. She's with them. Everything's taken care of. We're under control. Hmm. Finally, hi, Christina.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. This is a safe space, and we'd like for you to admit something about yourself, Christina.
Yes, I am the naggy neighbor.
We found her. We found her.
Yep.
Hello, Christina, the naggy neighbor. Why are you the naggy neighbor?
So we live on a corner house, and we're very particular about our yard. And people like to walk their dogs, and their dogs will poop on our yard, and they will leave the poop on our yard. So yep. We went one step further, and we put up a sign that says, I don't use your yard as a restroom, so please don't let your pets use mine as one. And we actually went even further, and the people that leave their dog poop, we pick it up and put it on their front porch or driveway. Wow.
Yes, as you should. No,
I actually love you.
So do I.
I actually am all for everything you just said.
Yes.
Yeah. As a dog owner.
And a corner lotter.
Yeah. They're totally wrong in not picking it up.
I agree. But, Christina, yeah. I don't think you're out of line at all.
No.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Working out yesterday, we talked to Alyssa Conkle of Streamwood, who has now gone viral because she was at the gym working out. On the treadmill, she falls and it ripped her pants straight off her body. Pure butt just out in the midst of the gym. A woman runs over. Oh, my God, you're pantsless. And runs the other way. What do we do? It happened while you were working out. We'll go over here to Dina. Hi, Dina.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Dina, what happened while you were working out?
So I was a lot younger and I went to give blood. And then I said, I'm going to go get my workout in. So I went to work out, and then I was showering, and then I fainted in the shower at the gym.
Oh, no!
Yeah, super fun.
Did you get hurt?
No, it just happened. I fainted before, so I knew it was going to happen. It was kind of a dumb rookie move. Didn't drink the juice or the cookies or anything. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the best part.
I'm like, you know, I'm strong enough. I don't need it.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
So then I fainted, I came to, and then I had to walk out in, like, a towel and tell the gym manager that I fainted, and I called the ambulance, and then two hot, like, you know, paramedics came and, like, checked me out. And,
the
yeah.
dream.
And then the manager always looked at me a little funny after that and was like, are you going to do that again? And I was like, no.
So how long have you been dating the paramedics?
Yeah. Not.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, well, Dina... faints in the shower after working out and giving blood. Blood, sweat, and tears, guys. That's how you get in shape, you know. Hi, Joanne. Good morning.
Hi.
What happened? It happened while you were working out?
No, it was actually at the gym. I went in and put all my clothes and stuff into a locker, like normally. And then I went and I worked out for a while on some equipment. I go back in. I go up to the locker. I try to open my lock. And I said, what the heck is going on? It's just not working. The combination's not working. I don't know what's going on. And I thought, I'm starting to sweat. You know, I didn't know what to do. And people are kind of walking around looking at me going, what's that woman trying to do? So I went up to the front desk, and I told them I couldn't get into my locker. And somebody there came back with one of these big jaws of life.
Bolt cutters?
Yeah. Whatever the heck they're called. And came up to it and snapped it. You know, by this time, everybody's standing around in the locker room looking at me, and I'm kind of feeling, oh, God, this is so awful. So anyway, so they finally broke it open, opened it up, and it wasn't my locker.
Ah, yeah. At the end of the whole thing.
Oh, that's a great story.
This is my stuff, I promise. They opened the whole thing up. It's not.
Oh,
this is awkward. I was at
one over.
I was at 143, and this is 134. this is what happens.
Whoops.
Hi, Jonah. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I learned why you shouldn't lift weights with wedding rings on.
What happened?
So this was not to me, thank goodness, but it was the guy next to me. We were lifting weights, and he went for a deadlift. He dropped the weight. The weight and his wedding ring traveled to the floor, but his finger stayed right where it was.
No. No.
Did it take
no.
all the skin off his finger?
Yeah.
No. Oh, my God. Yeah.
It was gnarly.
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's basically what happened to Jimmy Fallon. Remember, he screwed up his finger a few years ago? Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
So Jonah witnesses a finger removal at the gym. That's all fun and games. God. And if you want witnesses, look no further than Gina, who works at a gym. Hi, Gina.
Hi.
Now, before we get into this story, have you ever seen someone's pants fall off at the gym?
pants, no.
Okay.
But I've seen a lot of sports bra strap breaks.
Yes! Okay.
Yes.
Can you send me the address of the gym? Okay, so Gina, what else do you see happening at the gym when people are on the treadmill?
Yeah, we see a lot of throwing up on the treadmill.
Mm. Wow, okay.
People are really pushing it to the limit?
Yes, and it's difficult to stop the tread in time to make it to the bathroom or the garbage can. And a lot of the times they just stop it and it ends up right there on the tread.
And then does it end up firing off the back of the treadmill when it's going at like 8?
Absolutely can.
Oh, no! I'm just over here working. I got sprayed! Oh, what happened? Why did I work out behind the treadmills? Oh, my God. Oh, that sounds awesome.
The Morning Mix Podcast.
It's time for our Thursday freestyle. Three words that come to mind when we say to you, hey, man, school's out. What are those three words? We'll start here with Matt. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right.
You're doing all right. Okay, now if we say to you, Matt, school's out, what are the first three words that come to mind?
All right, watermelon.
All right, watermelon.
Love it.
Poolside.
Poolside, okay. Watermelon, poolside, and?
Beach.
Right.
Careful with that one, Chris.
Yeah, I know, you're right. A lot of beaches out there, Matt. Now, you've heard us do the Thursday freestyle before?
I have heard it. I've never played, though.
Okay, great. Love that. Now, your three words are watermelon, poolside, and beach. We're going to take these three words, Matt, and work them into a song live now in the moment. Stay on the line right there. We are also live on Facebook right now at 101.9 Mix Chicago if you want to see this Thursday freestyle. I've also entered my T-shirt era, so you're welcome to take a look at that. No collar today, guys. I said, you know what? Summer's here.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So
statement.
Watch out. It's a statement.
You are making some big moves.
I walked into Old Navy, and I said, this is my statement piece.
Yeah.
This green T-shirt.
Good call.
Matt's three words are watermelon, poolside, and beach. This is your Thursday freestyle. School's out. You hear that cowbell going? This is fast. Oh, no. Okay. Oh, no. Woo! Okay. All right. We're finding it all together right now. All right. Hey. Sun's out, buns out, school's out too. Let's go to the pool, how about you? We gotta get there and eat some watermelon. Oh no, I slipped and watch out, I fell in. Oh no, we're poolside. Could you put some sunscreen on my backside? I just rhymed side by side. Then you did it outside and you did it inside. You just keep saying the word side. That's kind of weird. What a fun ride. Maybe we should take a long drive, like a road trip. That would be a nice time. Okay, we gotta keep this going for all the beaches that are listening and flowing. Let's get out there to the beach. I got sunscreen on my back, but I can't reach. Oh, no. I need your help. Could you put it back there? Oh, no. You got sunscreen in my hair. What do you mean? That's not sunscreen. It's Nair. Now I'm bald.
Whoa.
School's out. That's what it's about. Because school's out. Can I get a high note with the school out? School's out. That's what it's about. School is out. That's what we're about. School is out, my man.
That was great.
All right.
Matt liked it.
There we go.
Matt's laughing.
Watch out. Well, Matt, congratulations.
I got a couple of tears coming from the corner.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
The Morning Mix Podcast.
Wouldn't it be great to have a date for under $50? And that's what we have for you. Creative date ideas under $50. This is your Mix Top 6. In at number 6, hey, all that flashy stuff is going on. Don't forget about the Botanic Gardens.
Oh, yes.
The sights and sounds of nature are practically the original aphrodisiacs. Many botanical gardens, like the one right here in Chicago, or even Morton Arboretum, they offer slews of events from gardening workshops to oral history tours to meditation hours. All can add the right dose of uniqueness to a date. So go check that out here in Chicago at the Botanic Gardens or Morton Arboretum. Get out to nature.
Yeah, you get to take a little stroll, hold hands.
Aphrodisiac. And at number 5, your Mix Top 6 under $50 creative date nights, head over to your local science center, like the Museum of Science and Industry. Get a little science in you. Why not?
They have a Adler After Dark
at
the Adler Planetarium. Yeah. That's a really fun date night.
Get a little astrology, some astronomy, and then get...
You lay back in those seats, just relax, look at the stars.
Making out. Love is all about chemistry, so it makes sense to explore and learn more about it with a new date. along with other sciencey things at your local science center, like Museum of Science and Industry, Adler Planetarium, all these fun science places. Also, many have, as V just pointed out, after-hour socials, and some of those even include booze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So be on the lookout for them. And at number four, creative date nights, under $50, take a ghost tour. Ooh, spooky Chicago. I'm so scared. Oh, my God, sit in my lap. Okay. Love. If your date loves...
Ghost.
What? That's it. Yeah, whip don't.
You just fell in love with yourself right there. Right. It was great.
If you don't love yourself, who will? You know what I mean? If your date loves true crime podcasts, murder, and creepy Netflix docuseries, well, then take them on a ghost walking tour in your city. Why not? There's plenty here in Chicago, like the Chicago Gangsters and Ghost Tour, starting at $35. Nothing says love more than where Al Capone got shot. Come on.
That's true.
Pop on over to Victory Gardens Theater to see it.
It's been a long time. Yeah. Time plus tragedy equals love.
That's right.
You know what they say?
Hey, this this is where they shot him. Yeah, the Biograph. Yeah. Wow, this is great.
Wasn't it called the Valentine's Day Massacre?
Right, true. I think that's
that
right.
Was the, yeah, that was the Capone gang.
Nice. That's love right there.
Look at that.
That's
boom. True. And at number three, if you want a creative date night, why not pop over to the Harry Potter Experience?
Oh,
Limgardium Horniosa.
Yeah.
A little Harry Potter
Horniosa.
Spell for you. That's
Leviosa.
Right. Wow. Hey, whatever works, you know, whatever floats your boat.
It is about lifting the feather.
Harry Potter Magic at Play at Water Tower Place. You can go check that out. There are tickets for around $25, $27, and more. But go check that out, Magic at Play. Nothing says love more than fun accents. In at number two, creative date night ideas under $50. Candlelight concerts.
I keep getting these adverts. Like, I'm so targeted.
There's
on
some
this.
Mansion in like Logan Square that does them, and it's like pianos, and you get like an exclusive seat and candles everywhere.
Amy and I went to one at Salvage One in Chicago. Candlelight concert. They played a bunch of like 90s kind of jazz, and then some Lauryn Hill. And now we have two kids. So highly recommend. Right. Highly recommend.
The one that I keep getting targeted that makes me laugh is Danny Elfman.
Yes.
Oingo Boingo.
Ooh,
Well, I weirdly want to see this.
Yeah,
like, are they going to play the Simpsons theme? Like, what's
you're
going to
go Oingo Boingo.
Encore.
That's right. You'll go Oingo Boingo and boink right afterwards. Get all horned up with some Danny Elfman. Edward Scissorhands, my left shoe. Watch out. And in at number one, the creative date idea for under $50, ping pong.
Yeah, no.
That's right, ping pong. They say it's making a big comeback. There are many bars and clubs all around the U.S. And right here in Chicago, you could go to places like Ace Bounce, Spin Chicago, or just Ping Pong on the north side.
Yeah.
Get your ping pong on. Mm-hmm. Nothing says love like a little friendly competition, you know?
Totally.
Maybe you play doubles against another couple, and then you guys trade keys and stuff. It's fun. Mm-hmm. What?
It's like we were going to go to the candlelight piano like soiree or ping pong.
I had tickets to the Botanic Gardens, and then I thought after that, you know, we could go look at the stars at the Adler, and then anyway, I had this candlelight concert thing. But anyway, I traded it all in so that we could go play ping pong.
With my buddies, I invited them.
Yeah,
Tom and Tom, Joe, and Tony are going to be there.
You got to know your personnel. It's something for everybody there.
Yeah.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
A staple of summer is definitely ice cream. Mm. But a classic ice cream is making a very big change. You guys know the SpongeBob ice cream. It's fruit punch and cotton candy flavored. And then you have those big, bold, black balls for gumballs on the eyes. Mm-hmm. And then you like bite into them and they're kind of hard.
They're
and
super
you're like,
hard. They've been frozen.
Yeah, because they're stuck to the ice cream. Well, they're getting rid of the gumballs.
Oh, boo!
I know. And they're replacing it with chocolate.
Oh.
You know,
okay,
like chocolate eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
No.
Kids need to suffer like we did, where you don't know if you're going to break a tooth when you get
like with the old baseball mitt. Remember the baseball
mitt? Candy doesn't mix with chocolate.
Right.
Disgusting. And they used to be so fun because they'd be like drooping down. And now I feel like the chocolate's going to stay in place.
Yeah. No fun.
Yeah. Darn them for improving their product.
How dare they?
Jerks.
Yeah. And you can't even chew the gum anyway because it's so hard
frozen.
And freezing. But that's part of the experience.
Okay. It is part of the experience.
I'll take your word.
Many kids did wrap up school yesterday. And personally, that like summer vibe is definitely rubbing off on me. We might all need this trending audio to get us out of bed.
Something good for yourself. Something good for yourself. Something good for yourself.
yourself, you'll be happy that you did it.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you need a little encouragement and you're already trying to slack off for the summer, just play a little bit of that for yourself.
Be happy you did it.
I love that.
Wow. Before the screaming, I seriously thought that sounded like Chris.
Oh.
I'm not even joking.
This is you on the drive home after you've been with us for like 5 hours. I've been dying to get this off my chest.
Oh, I love that.
And we have some big news. One of Taco Bell's most popular menu items going vegan.
Oh,
for the first time ever, Taco Bell is offering a fully vegan entree. They are testing a vegan version of the Crunch Wrap Supreme.
Oh, interesting. I love calling anything a Taco Bell an entree. Just in general, I love that connection.
The plant-based crunch wrap will be topped with vegan blanco sauce and vegan nacho sauce. And then they're also going to offer two new vegan sauces on the side. So you could always make a vegetarian version of whatever you wanted by customizing your Taco Bell order or doing the beans instead of the meat. But now this is the first plant-based meat option at Taco Bell and fully vegan option. So
wow.
It's health food.
Watch out, TB.
It's practical.
Let's go. That's Taco Bell today.
Exactly. Mi quiero Taco Bell?
I had Taco Bell a week ago today. Maybe I'll have it again today.
You just said do something good for yourself.
That's
do
right.
Something.
Yeah, no, that is good.
That's right.
No That's doubt. Your flash briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.